Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
County exec Chris Ronayne talking within the next 10 minutes. I wonder if it has something to do about the amendment to the state budget bill that added a little workaround for the Haslams leaving downtown for the county. Do we hear a Ronayne flip-flop? Will that dog hunt today in about 10 minutes?
Told Mac in between the break, because Mac also dropped that dog won't hunt. And I said, Nick's going to say that dog won't hunt. But the over-under of how quick it will be was really in play.
And never so doubt my quickness.
Hitting the under of 60 seconds, on par for you, I guess. But also, you hit it here as well.
Thank you, and you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Do you think he does? Does he take off the NWO shirt? Does he unveil that he's now in?
Well, he's got to get invited to the shoveling, right? Where they shovel the dirt off and they say, like, congratulations to everyone, and they pat each other on the back for a job well done. Daryl's going to get pissed. I'm going to love as we watch the Ronayne flip-flop and Daryl melt. Because I would be pissed if I were him, by the way. If I was Daryl in this instance, watching him just absolutely flip to the other side, if it happens that way, and we get the Ronayne flip-flop, I would be about as livid gets if I was Daryl.
It's either going to be that, or this is going to be Ronayne's last possible second to milk publicity from this. And so he's really going to go, he's going to swing harder than he really should, and he's going to hurt himself.
I think about Ronayne the same way I think about Aaron Rodgers. What gets me the most attention? And then it usually follows that.
Oh, I didn't know if you also thought he had an imaginary marriage.
I can't speak on that. He seems like a good father from all I can tell.
See, I was going to say, nobody can hide that like Aaron Rodgers and Manti Te'o, him too.
Well, and remember, you did make a case so many months ago that having a second family, I made the case in 2025, cannot exist. Yeah. The second family, you said, I'm just dead wrong on that. But in this instance, Aaron Rodgers is only hiding one family potential.
That's true. Well, that we know of. He said he's married. He didn't say he wasn't married to multiple people, which would be very Aaron Rodgers.
Now we're back to Utah.
Look at that. It's still illegal. Legalize it, guys. Come on.
While we're on the topic
of... Let them have their cake and eat it, too.
Extremely random things before we get to another sports topic.
Sure.
So yesterday was Bark at the Park Day for the Guardians.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't every day just Bark at the Park Day at the baseball stadium? I feel like there's going to be one spot. We shouldn't have just one or two days a year where it's Bark at the Park night and you get the little doggies out there. Why isn't it every single night? You should be able to... The baseball stadium should be like a park. You should just be able to bring your dog there and then just enjoy the game.
I like this because Mongo would never... He would just lose his mind at a game. But I would love to take Mongo to a game, yeah, so I mean, like this.
Not every dog's great at it, obviously. Yeah. Like, some dogs are better with, like, being able to be like, hey, come here, sit, everything's good. But, like, who's bothered by any dog being at a game? And, in fact, like, I always think the ambiance of a baseball game is kind of... It's kind of close to the ambiance of, like, you know, just like a park with a bunch of children playing. And so if you have dogs in the background, who cares?
So if I said this, it doesn't carry as much water. Avowed dog guy. Whoa. You, your dog... You're kind of dog Switzerland.
I'm not dog Switzerland. I had dogs my whole entire life. I don't have dogs now.
I mean, I think I'm more of a dog guy than you are. And it's okay. It's allowable. I'm not better than you.
I think this is a very pro-dog stance that I'm taking here.
That's what's surprising about it, because you're dog Switzerland.
I thought it was so dumb. Like, it wasn't dog, Bark at the Park has been going on for like 20 years, 25 years. It's been a while since they've started saying, okay, you can bring your dogs here. Why can't we just do this everywhere with dogs, though? Why can't we bring the dogs to the baseball stadium?
One of these days, we'll get Curtis Stanberg in here.
It just makes so much sense.
And we'll have to ask him. Why can't every night be Bark at the Park?
I mean, dogs are very friendly. People, have you ever just... Yeah, I mean, you have a dog. You just walk around with dogs, and people just... They treat it like... Like, I walk around with my sister... She has a dog that she takes everywhere. She loves this dog, okay? She takes this dog everywhere we go. And so this last weekend, I mean, more people were like, hey, let me stop and say hi to the dog than they were my child.
You know.
By a wide margin.
So you know.
Just lights up people's day.
I had two conversations like that going on a hike today. In mid-hike, there was somebody that had a dog that looked like mine. And so they were training them. And so we struck up a conversation. And I was like, I love the way that specific lab looks. And so we had a conversation about that. Then I was on my way out and there was a beautiful husky. And I mean, beautiful Siberian husky, not a beautiful person that was husky. And yeah. That'd be me,
thanks
by the way.
Thanks for the clarification.
Pew, 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 pew. But I struck up a conversation with him. We had a good 10-minute conversation. He told me about the backstory of the dog, talked about how, you know, gave some credit to how smart his pup is, and told me some, it was awesome. Yeah, so I'd love that, but at a baseball game. My dream is...
Why not?
Me and Mongo just sitting out there, maybe behind home plate, maybe not. I don't know.
I feel like Mongo's a bleacher creature.
Oh, this dog is... He's a city dog. He's way more foofy than me as being a country folk.
Didn't know that. I got bleacher creature vibes from him.
I can sit anywhere... At any park, provided the seat actually holds me. I can sit anywhere
right,
at any
Vanessa,
park.
But Vanessa, we need club seats. It's for Mongo. It's not me. For Mongo.
What about me would be her response on that one. I'd be like, you can go when he doesn't want to go.
Got us great seats.
And then Nick is single.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my dream. Just me and Mongo chilling out behind home plate. I got a beer and a dog. He's got a dog.
That's how the relationship ends. You send Vanessa the selfie of you and Mongo behind home plate. You know, like, I needed to get it for him.
Yeah. He loves
having a great time. And then you and her, you guys are up in the nosebleeds.
She's like, I have lived through a million things that I have just looked past. But you take your dog to the park. To downtown Cleveland, we always complain about having to drive anyways, once a week. I can't get once a week? Well, honey, you're in the monthly rotation. Don't you understand?
This is going great.
Yeah. Yeah. Mac?
I don't know why, but just the visual in my head is both you and Mongo sitting behind home plate, just both wearing aviators sitting in your seat, like in the frame of the pitch.
I think that would be happy. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly right.
He's the coolest dog in the world.
Well, you miss Mongo gets out the radar gun, starts clocking Class A.
Guys, he doesn't have thumbs.
That's where this becomes too far.
You guys have really gotten ridiculous with this one. Brian Windhorst, he was on ESPN today on First Take. Obviously, yesterday we had the Kristaps Porzingis trade. We also have the Jrue Holiday to Portland trade. Turns out he's pissed because... You know, Portland's not any good. And now, Wendy, kind of spin forward here, timelines for Jaylen Brown and Derek White decisions for the Celtics.
The reason that today is the day this decision is probably going to get made is there are teams in the top 10 who are making offers, top 10 of the draft tonight. And you'd potentially be able to get replacement players and a draft pick. I don't know if Brad Stevens and his staff is in love with one of these top guys. Maybe they are, but that's what is on the table. I say at midnight, Jaylen Brown is still a Celtic and Derek White is still a Celtic, and they run it back and they get ready to go in 26, 27. Right. But I don't know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, for sure that's going to happen.
That's wild. The whole report that Brett Siegel had, which is Toronto offered the 9th pick for Derek White. You're like, all right, okay. The Jaylen Brown thing is genuinely fascinating because it's not a good contract. It doesn't look like a good contract today given the season he just had and given where they want to go. He's also still one of the 20 best players in the NBA.
No question. But it is the contract that a lot of people gasp at. But if he becomes open, I think Wendy is right to be like, I can't tell you positively one way or another because who knows what direction Boston is actually going to go. Even though I defended it yesterday, the idea that if I was them, I would not break up that core. I would run it back with Tatum and Brown. This next year would be like a gap year of sorts. And then you go after that. But if they're open, the Cavs need to be in business.
I just think it's crazy. And I mean, certifiably insane. That the Boston Celtics got more for Jrue Holiday at 35 with 3 more years and a bad contract comparative to what he can do now in the NBA. They got more for that than they did for Kristaps Porzingis, who is, I think, 4 or 5 years younger and on a shorter deal and offensively way much more of a makes it go than Jrue Holiday does.
Yeah, Porzingis has missed a lot of games in the past couple of years, like key games, important points. It's an interesting point. I think there's a lot about the Portland deal that still doesn't make sense to me. The relationship with Jrue Holiday that Portland already had, though, I think Boston milked him with.
I think the idea of trading Jaylen Brown after you've gotten under the second apron, I just don't think it makes a lot of sense. I think you have Brown and Tatum. Can still compete with any twosome you've got in the Eastern Conference, especially Donovan and Evan.
Right, agreed.
If you break them up, I mean, maybe they're just looking at this as a one-year thing of, you know, we're going to get a lot of assets. We're going to play this out. Still probably be a playoff team, even with Tatum missing some time at the beginning of the season. And then we'll kind of assess the situation next offseason. Maybe that's the way they're looking at it. I just think trading Jaylen Brown is dumb, and I really cannot get behind it. And I've used that word too many times today, by the way. What's interesting is, if he doesn't end up in Cleveland, I'm praying he ends up in the Western Conference.
Obviously, we want to see as many people go to the West as we possibly can, although the East is just being dragged right now. Every conversation around the NBA is just talking about how poor the East is going to be this upcoming year.
I mean, that's why Atlanta, who, again, has just not won diddly squat since it went to the Eastern Conference Finals, that's why they traded for Kristaps. Why they're trying to make moves for good,
Harper,
not great players.
This week say he legitimately thinks it could be Orlando and Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Now, that is borderline offensive.
It felt offensive.
I'll give you Orlando. We're not giving you Detroit. Detroit hasn't done anything, and season's a little flukish.
We are very close to how everyone views the quarterback situation in the AFC versus how everyone views it in the NFC. That's kind of the territory that we're getting into. If Giannis ends up leaving the Bucks, and listen, if I'm Giannis right now, I'm not going anywhere.
Would you rather Jaylen Brown end up in Cleveland or
Cleveland?
Not just in the Western Conference?
No, get him to Cleveland. And I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that the Cavs can take with Jaylen Brown and Mobley and Donovan as far as you want to take it.
Yes. I think some fans might look at this and they might want to have their cake and eat it too. The cake and eat it too version is Boston is down to one of their two best players and Jaylen isn't in the conference. Because, like, my worst case scenario is they trade Jaylen Brown and he ends up in Miami. And I think Jaylen is kind of the thing they've been missing. The thing that they were missing after Jimmy Butler decided he didn't want to play in South.
And again, the way the East is set up right now, if you have Hero, Adebayo, and Jaylen Brown, you telling me Spoelstra doesn't think he can win in that?
Of course, absolutely.
Of course he
does. And by the way, justifiably so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jaylen Brown fits Miami culture more than it is Boston. But, I mean, you can use that, the Jaylen Brown thing in Miami, for a fair amount of teams in the East. Like, I think Jaylen... I think Jaylen's one of those guys who could completely change the way people look at him by going to the right situation, and especially in a weakened East. I think he's the kind of guy that
How do you think people look at him?
I think he's the second banana to Tatum, and I don't think that's the case. There's been a fair amount of time with Brown and Tatum in Boston. I thought Brown was the better overall player.
I think the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and the actual Finals MVP would suggest that as well.
And the Olympics.
It was always the big games. It was in the big games, Brown would be there and Tatum would be on a milk carton.
I would like him here in Cleveland, though.
You'd love him here. We'd all love him here.
I just think it's getting a lot easier with all the movement around us in the NBA. I think it's getting a lot easier for the Cavs to do the thing none of us think they should do. Well, I shouldn't say none of us, but I don't think they should do, which is run it back.
How is Brown viewed as a Cav?
What do you mean?
Because if you said he's going to try to escape the idea that he's basically a Robin to Tatum's Batman, I don't think that gets elevated in joining the Cavs, because he would be viewed... I mean, it's still Donovan. It's Donovan's team until it's Mobley's team.
Oh, I think Brown would... Given the position, I think it would become... Sorry, it wouldn't become Jaylen Brown's team, but in the perception of people out here, I think it would become Jaylen Brown's team.
Oh, I don't know about that. I feel like it'd still be Donovan's team. I think it'd be looked at very similar to how the Donovan and Tatum... And the Tatum-Brown situation would be what Donovan and Brown would be.
Except I think Donovan would be Jaylen Brown. 216-474-0092, which I realized now saying just made a really... really confusing, because there was a lot of different moving parts there. But I like your point.
That's okay.
Would you rather Jaylen Brown end up in Cleveland or in the Western Conference? We darn sure know we don't want him in the rest of the Eastern Conference. And Jared Weiss gives us his thoughts on the market for Jaylen Brown, the market for Darius Garland, and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.